Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a happy song. I was listening to John Mayer's Sirius XM channel, and he said Sitting on the Dock of the Bay is a song that has only major chords, and that's why it's got the mood that it has. And he said it's very rare to have a song that has only major chords in it. But that sounds like a song that would have... Doesn't that song just sound like a happy song?
Yeah, but I have no idea. Is Sitting on the Dock of the Bay to you a happy song? Just slow.
It's a chill. Don't you want to be in that song? Whatever that song is, don't you want to be there doing that while you're listening to it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why it's a famous song. It paints a fantastic picture.
That's a happy place to be.
Yeah. Any song that has whistling, try putting whistling in a sad song. Can't do it.
The YouTube live chat poll, as Ryan just mentioned, how long have you listened to 97.1 FM Talk? I will be very curious to hear what your responses are to this, especially comments. If you have stories of as to how you started listening to the station, I would be very curious. Joe said, I listened to 97.1 after Jack Benny went off on my family's Philco radio in the parlor. I'm old.
There's no way. There is no way that's true.
You would be voting 5+ years,
yeah, I think, yeah,
for that.
I think so.
All right, let's get to the beer, not the bee.
Oh, Wigan! The bee or not the bee.
All right, since this is Wiggins America, big shout out to the original Wiggins, my grandma Wiggins.
Wouldn't her
right
husband
now.
Be the original Wiggins?
Well, yes, but he's not listening.
The better half of the original Wiggins. How about that?
And my dad.
Hi,
so,
Grandma and Dad.
Like a lot of the Wiggins origin story is listening right now. It's kind of a big deal.
The origins of the Wiggins.
So this is the B.
I'm trying to say something here, but I don't want to. I don't have any jokes.
You sure?
You've completely cut my legs out.
This
from
is your
me.
Chance to impress my family.
I think they are my favorite Wigginses.
Don't love that. Since I'm right here.
I've met your grandma.
I mean, they're great. I'm in the room with you.
Didn't your grandma come to the Granite City deli thing that we
yes.
went to, and I met her, and she was the sweetest, most beautiful grandma in all of the land.
And guess what? That wasn't an act.
No, she was great. And your dad is great too. Your whole family is great.
He came out to the Ruler Foods live that we did in Collinsville.
In Collinsville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he may have been at the deli too.
He was there.
Yeah, he was
there.
I think it was your fam.
Was it everybody? Okay. I couldn't remember.
Yeah. It was great. And does your grandma, what kind of sense of humor does your grandma have?
Very good one.
Does she
she's
think
she's cracking jokes? I was with her last night. She's cracking jokes.
Does she think you are funny?
I think so. Look, she'll say yes.
It's because she's your grandma.
She's my grandma.
She loves you.
I think I can get her goose every now and then.
Do you think, what do you do with it? Do you think, how many grandchildren does she have?
Oh my gosh, including greats or just?
Either or.
Oh man, it's over a dozen.
Grandchildren and together?
Yeah.
How many just grandchildren?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Where do you rank in the 6 grandchildren? Like where, like on the favorite list? Are you towards the top of being favorite grandchild or middle, bottom? What do you
think? There's, clearly to me, it's probably Tracy, Kristen, Tara, Nick, Larry, me.
You put yourself at the bottom?
I mean, she would never say that.
You can tell.
Well, where am I supposed to put myself? Because she would absolutely say 100% equal. So I had to make a joke out of it.
She would. Would she wink at you afterwards?
Now that she's listening, I'm like, I can't make those jokes because then I'll hear about it later.
I tell all my children, I whisper to all of them that they're my favorite child.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. They all think they're the favorite, though.
I will say this.
I hope they don't talk to each other.
My son, Sinjin, who is her great-grandson, the other day, we were going over to visit Grandma, and he goes, why is it? And he was genuine about this. He said, how is it that Grandma makes you feel so important?
Oh.
I was like, I don't know, buddy, but it's true.
Because you are, and she is.
And then I was like, Sinjin, you need to leave the room so I can tell Grandma what you said without you here.
How'd she feel about that?
Oh, I mean, it just, I'm tearing up even saying it. Like, it's amazing.
How does Grandma make you feel so important?
And he was 100% asking me, because I know she's got other grandkids and great-grandkids, but I feel so, like, I'm so important to
her. That's love, buddy.
I know.
Oh, and there's no love like a grandma, like a grandparent's love. All right, let's do silly stuff.
Here's some
Ryan, you need to leave the room,
headlines.
Unplug, and come back in.
Thank you
for listening, Grandma.
Thank you.
And Dad.
And Dad, too.
Thank you for Ryan.
Oh, yes. And you're welcome, Annie.
Not you, them.
On behalf of them.
No, I don't know if you get to speak for them.
These are news headlines. Some of them real, some of them fake. The fake ones are from the Babylon Bee. The real ones are from all over the place. Tell me which one's which. Tim Walz says U.S. president must stop making sombrero memes because it's scaring European allies.
Sounds like something he'd say. Yes? Real?
I think it's real.
This is real.
Oh.
This is real. Tim Walz says, quote, this is dangerous. I cannot express to you the concern and absolute bafflement and fear of our European allies. The president himself tweeting out AI videos of fake news reports on healthcare. This is really dangerous. He goes on to say, our European allies are asking me, quote, is this stuff really going on?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it is. Are we? What's the situation with Spain? How do they feel about us? Does Spain have sombreros?
Spain hates us right now.
Mm-hmm. Do they?
Yeah.
Does Spain have sombreros?
I don't think so.
Is that just
that
Mexican thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one. Sexist Pete Hegseth demands women be equal to men.
The B.
That's a B headline.
It is the B. A quote. We will have the same fitness standards for men and women in combat, said the disgusting male chauvinist to a room of shocked and horrified generals. Starting today, our male and female soldiers will be treated exactly the same. Hundreds of outraged officials came forward to condemn the bigoted anti-woman policy. Quote, it was absolutely sickening, said Army General Xander Blufblutch.
Well, I'm going to change my answer to real.
On his TikTok channel, if men and women are treated equally, then we'll have fewer women in the military, which is sexist because men and women are totally equal in every way and there's no real difference, and anyone who says otherwise is a fascist. Last quote is, quote, why would we be expected to do push-ups, asked one female soldier. This is just like Hitler. There were a lot of really good quotes in that
exactly
one.
Exactly the same.
I'm going to make sure I got them.
Oh, yeah.
All right, entire federal workforce replaced by very tired Marco Rubio.
Yeah. B.
That's the B. Congratulations, Marco. Another promotion, said Trump. 750,000 promotions, to be exact. That's a lot of promotions. Maybe the most ever. I know a lot of people were worried about the government shutting down, wondered who would run everything, but I've taken care of it. Marco will be running Social Security now in the National Park Service and also manning the gift shop at the Washington Monument. He's doing terrific. Marco, got to get some bags out from under your eyes, but we don't hold that against you.
That one picture of him sitting on the couch, kind of slouched down in the Oval Office that's used for everyone. Marco Rubio just discovers he's hosting late night TV right. over and over. That picture is that makes the meme.
Yeah, it's great. All right, conservatives announce boycott of NFL until next Sunday.
Did you say, who boycotts?
Conservatives.
Conservatives. That's true. I'm going to go real on this one.
It's the B. I'm sorry. Angry fans from largely conservative areas of the nation voiced their displeasure on social media after the halftime show announcement promising to punish the NFL by refusing to watch any games at all on the days of the week when there aren't any games and only returning when their favorite teams play their next games on Sunday.
The NFL is like the drug that nobody can quit.
I quit it, although I never was that.
Yeah, but
addicted.
You weren't.
Yeah,
you weren't up to your eyeballs in it. But I mean, those who have, and again, every time the NFL is involved in a conversation about this, it's different for me in St. Louis. If I weren't in St. Louis, I would handle all of this stuff probably a little bit differently. I'm so offended at how the NFL handled and treated St. Louis.
Yeah,
and I'm a woman scorned. So deal with it. NFL. I know they care.
Last one. I'm going to sneak it in here. Jasmine Crockett says, quote, just because someone has committed a crime, it doesn't make them a criminal.
That's real.
Yeah, that is real.
This is real.
Oh, geez.
Yeah,
that lady.
This is real. According to Crockett, being a criminal is all a state of mind. I do want people to know that just because someone has committed a crime, it doesn't make them a criminal. That is completely different. Being a criminal is more so about your mindset.
Oh, it's not. It's about her mindset. You see the difference there? My goodness. All right, we'll find out what I missed in the next segment. We'll get Ethan Sports and Local as well. And in the 2 o'clock hour, we want your Ask Us Anything questions. We'll trickle them in throughout the course of the 2 o'clock hour. Watch it for a government shutdown vote in the Senate. Keep it right here. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.